Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming on tonight's call, for taking the time out in your lives and busy schedule to co-create this beautiful power of compassion. So let's just take a deep breath and we begin to relax into this transmission, the power of compassion. So indeed, we have a full moon going on, which is wonderful. As you may already know, full moons are helping us to bring to conclusion what we've been initiating from the new moon of about 14, 15 days ago. It also highlights things that are prominent in your life, especially in the emotional body. So this is a really good time, no matter where you're at, to get into the full swing of things. Okay, comedy team is slowly coming in. So if you experience some funniness during the next hour, that is them. Okay, so how about tonight we use the power of compassion in our relationships, primarily within our family structure. So we'll give you about four different topics, and we would like you to choose one to work on tonight. So we have relationships with our parents and our kids, relationship to our business and or healing coaching therapy practice. This also includes mothering. That is definitely a healing practice. The third one is a relationship with your inner child. And the fourth one is relationship to your spiritual pathway. The reason why you incarnated in this lifetime. So let's take a deep breath and choose one of those four themes. And then be more specific. So, if you are choosing relationships within the family, choose either of your parents and/or kids to work on. You know, we've said often that many of us have come into a family structure, a family unit, and it appeared to be dysfunctional and abusive, neglectful at times. And or where you, as a little kid, had to become the parent at about age 8, actually taking care of one or both of your parents, at least emotionally. Or if you're having a kid, one of your kids, having a hard time in life, whether they're adults but still living at home or connected with you in some way on a regular basis, and or going through the schooling process, and maybe they're having trouble with relationships, peer pressure, trying to fit in, all of that. And if you have a business or a healing practice and there's some aspect that you feel could use a dose of compassion, you want to bring that forward. So if you are working in a day job and you feel like, man, I wish there was more compassion in this place because I don't like going to work every day necessarily, having to put up with all this stuff and all these vibrations. Okay, so you can choose that. Or if you are in a healing practice or establishing a healing practice and you want to bring in more of this love, compassion energy, so you can pick that. And many of us have experienced, as you all know and remember, early childhood trauma. Perhaps some of which has not been completely healed, so you can choose that. Usually, the inner child wounding, birth, or even in utero to about age 7, 8, although it can go even into age 10, 11, 12, and even perhaps 15, 16. And then your spiritual pathway. If you wanted to become more clear on what is it that you're to do here, the people you are to serve and all of that, creating your vision, for yourself, then you can choose that. So use your intuition now. Take a deep breath and then choose one of those four themes. Just let it come forward naturally. So we're going to ask your spirit. We're going to ask your soul some questions. And you are to just notice the response in your body. So this is not a, these are not questions that you're going to mentally answer, but they're meant to pose a query deep within consciousness. So are you, are all parts of you ready to move forward with more grace and ease and joy into your next level of expanded awareness and presence? Are you ready to shift and empower your life to a greater level than you have ever imagined or dreamed of? And are you open to receiving the many blessings from the heavens? All right, so whatever comes up, whatever comes forward emotionally is correct. Okay, no judgment here. So we're going to, as a matter of protocol, take a deep breath and detach from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, your intellect, and all the confusion that's going on in the world. And begin to move into that place of presence and knowing. To that space where all is known. Into the greater void, the emptiness, the stillness. The oneness, the absolute, whatever you wish to call it. Okay, you're going to ground the body with the earth naturally in your own way, your own creative way. And begin to collect yourself. Begin to collect all of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions back to the here and now. Through the breath, taking a deep breath, breathing into the belly, into the chest. Activating pineal pituitary thalamus in the brain, opening up the spinal column, clearing the way for the chakras to receive. Drop your shoulders to the floor. Relax your eyelids, your forehead muscles, your jaw, your fingers, your toes, the tension in your calves. Allowing the body to become fully open, relaxed, and ready to receive. Compassion is defined as a blending of love and wisdom. And the Ascended Masters are called that because they are the embodiment of compassion, the love and wisdom vibrations combined. So today, right now, take a deep breath into the now and feel that you are right now a master of compassion, where you are on other levels, shining your light of understanding upon all things, great and small. You are bringing your presence and your light to all those aspects within that are ready to come into wholeness. Whatever pain and mistrust you hold in your internal relationships may now be ready for healing, for resolution, for acknowledgement. You breathe in now the power of this vibrational cleansing frequency that will help bring inner peace and understanding to all of that which you held in some way to be a prisoner in your own cave of darkness and despair. We are going to journey into communion, connection, completion. Are you ready? So we're going to invoke the masters and the angelic presences that embody compassion. Compassion for all of life, compassion for all of who they are and what they represent in the realm of creation. Okay, we're going to do a body scan. So as you release your awareness from the body, still becoming aware of your physical structure, but now not being part of it, imagine that you are above your body and viewing it with total compassion and neutrality. You're going to scan your body from head to toe and to see where you are holding energies that are blocking, in a sense, blocking emotionally and energetically your embodiment of absolute compassion. Where in the body is this energy stuck? Or where is that which is blocking the compassion from freely flowing through your words, your eyesight, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, your physical movements? So now, if this blockage, this perceived blockage, is in relationship to a person or a business or a situation, just breathe into that and invite the other to come into this field. So we're creating a circle of light together. We're creating a circle of light called compassion for your body, for yourself, and for the world. Now, there have been many beautiful avatars and prophets and teachers that have come to the earth plane over millions of years that have come to share the teachings of compassion. Whether it's metaphysically, religiously, agnostically, in many different avenues and platforms. So one of these beautiful beings is going to come forward to be your guide tonight. So invite this one into your presence, into your awareness, into the circle of light that you are. And begin to communicate, to connect heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul. And you may now ask for assistance with whatever specific theme you have chosen for this activation. And you may let this being, this presence, know where in your body you're holding this dense energy that is blocking the flow of compassion. It could be anywhere in your body. It could be represented by a very physical symptom, a certain emotional state or pattern, definitely a mental or belief pattern, attitude. Take a deep breath. Relax deeper, deeper into this activation. Now imagine that you are surrounded by many beings that represent this power. It's a beautiful healing power. It's a beautiful teaching tool, if you will. It has many applications in your daily life. Now, if you need, and we're bringing in forgiveness here as a side note, if you feel you are needing to forgive self or others for an occurrence in the present or the past or even in the future, breathe in this power of compassion. And it's as if this power can begin to dissolve any perceived stuckness, density, irritation within consciousness. Just let it settle into the body naturally. If you are experiencing a certain level of continual doubting of yourself, your abilities, did I make the right decision? Am I with the right person? Am I in the right job? Am I living in the right physical location? Do I have the right kind of tribe? If any of that has continually occurred in your life, just breathe in this power of compassion into the doubt. The doubt originates in the mind, and the doubt could be your energy or it could be somebody else's energy. Just allow, moving deeper into the oneness. As you move deeper into the oneness, you increase your self-awareness. You increase your capacity to hold more light and be more light. As you move deeper into the oneness, you begin to initiate a deeper level of healing for the body, for the brain, for the emotional body. Now, let's do something very creative here. So take another deep breath. And as you activate, once again, your pineal gland, begin to let go of calcification, density in and around the pineal gland. And imagine that you are activating that part of the brain that can initiate cellular regeneration. And that the cells of your body on a subatomic level, that is on a more perceived invisible level, although it can be seen clairvoyantly, that on this level, that the cells of your body are beginning to initiate the power of compassion. And it's going to ignite all the cells around it with the same kind of frequency and vibration. So now your body is beginning to resonate synergistically with health and wellness. As the cells of your body begin to generate this flow of compassion into the rest of your body, one by one, the cells in your body are beginning to raise in frequency and going to begin to move into a state of homeostasis or healthy cellular vibration, which in turn will affect your organs, the endocrine system, and all the rest. Now, if you are experiencing a particular level of hardship and difficulty in your life, be it with a life situation, a career move, a healing crisis, a divorce, a relocation, or even those that are ready to make transition, take a deep breath and relax. And invoke, I choose to bring forth into my awareness, into my physical body, into all aspects of me, the power of compassion to resolve, to transform, to heal this perceived difficult and or challenging situation in my life. I now give my brain and body permission to completely surrender and to relax into the power I give myself, my body, permission to fully receive all that I am deserving of in this now moment. I ask this energy called compassion to teach me, to teach those parts of me that are unforgiving or in judgment, to receive the healing, to receive the grace, to know that I am worthy and deserved of the light, of the blessings. We're going to allow a number of moments in deep silence for the communion and for the grace to do its magic within you. Take a slow deep breath. Okay, begin to bring your awareness into the solar plexus area of your body, also energetically in your etheric body. Okay, begin to breathe compassion into your belly. See it as having seven layers, and you're going to saturate each layer of your solar plexus with the power of compassion. And now with the power of the breath, breathe it into the base of your spine, into your root chakra, into your survival patterns, and imagine as if all of the fear and worry stored in your base chakra is now being touched with the power of compassion. And as you allow, this compassionate energy is moving through the world as the silent healer. It's moving into the space of everybody that you've ever known in this lifetime as they can allow and receive it. Remember that being that is your guide for tonight's transmission, that unique being that comes from the realm of compassion and love. Let us now take a deep breath into the heart center and the upper to mid back area. And for yourself, breathe in for yourself now. The power of compassion. For all aspects of self. Now, in your own personal life, you can now at this point invoke the four pillars of compassion for your home, for your workplace, and for the land that you live upon. It's as if we are planting seeds of light for the community in which you live. And all those that you will meet within the next 30 days physically, invite them now beforehand into your circle of light, of compassion. Of love and wisdom. See your body, envision your body surrounded by four pillars of compassion. Multidimensional levels of compassion. And before you go to bed, say for the next 30 days, envision there are four pillars of compassion around your bed, your physical bed. And these pillars are creating this beautiful energy in which you can go to sleep to that will help to heal and nourish your body and bring you zestfulness and energy when you wake up in the morning. Clear-headed, open-hearted, fully grounded. Okay, we're going to finish up by breathing this power of compassion into the head. That will include your neck as well, and the base of the skull. And it's as if your mind, your brain, is physically beginning to expand very subtly. It's beginning to alter, to adjust to this frequency of compassion, love, and wisdom. We're going to ask that any and all inflammation that's in your brain, that may be in your brain, be brought into the light of compassion to be transformed. Any level of injury, stress, tension, trauma, to the head and to the neck and or to the neck and or throat, that these be brought into the light of compassion, love, and wisdom for ascension, for upliftment. Just allow. And with your eye of compassion, as thine eye be single, see all of life through the lens of compassion. Seen as how the masters see. Now allow the infinity power, allow this infinity flow now to move through all levels of your anatomy, your spiritual anatomy, from the most physical to the most etheric. As above, so below. The alchemy of healing. As above, so below. Now allow the brain to integrate naturally and effortlessly. Okay, moving awareness down to the still point behind your physical heart, breathing deeply now, opening up the still point. And now allow the flow to move into all aspects of your life, this power of compassion. Breathe it into your present now moment, into your so-called future, into your so-called past. Now we're going to give you a few moments to commune with your guide that has been with you for this activation. Okay, begin to finish up your connection and communication. We give our gratitude and thanks for services rendered from the other side. And for those from the inner earth, our blessed Gaia, to your guardian angel, your healing team, and your council of light. We give gratitude and thanks to the angels and masters that have been present. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope. Keep the faith. Know that you are loved and that you are blessed. In spite of what you may be going through on the earth plane, remember to stay detached from the astral realms, to keep your connection at least on the fifth and sixth dimensions, keep your connection strong with the earth, and as we conclude, we will send forth unto you the blessings from the Red Rocks here. Just breathe it in. Keep breathing it in. I'm going to send to you specifically some energies from Fay Canyon. Let these vibrations go deep into your body. Deep into the heart. So as we come to closure for this activation, know that it will be running in the background until complete as you allow. Thank you for your attendance and your presence today. We all send our blessings your way. Namaste.